tell me about your school teacher, your
Oh,
principal.
Allie Grant, she was great. She was really a hard-working woman. She taught there, and she was going on her third generation. And because she was hard of hearing, the children, the pupils thought they could get by with things, but you couldn't do that. She had the ruling hand. Fire up the old stove and have it warm by the time we got there. And the coal room in the schoolhouse, and run out of water while we'd walk up to the Ulrich farm and get a pail of water, two of us. And then we would get to see her pretty flowers. And there's of course the hired men of Henry Brinkman's kind of kept the school going, kept it well populated. The smaller schools are definitely the better. You get a much different value in life, working together, playing together, learning together. You learned something when you heard the other classes.
You had the full range of kids there.
Oh, yes, from kindergarten to eighth grade. Yeah, and then you went into high school when you were a freshman, ninth grade. And I think that the town kids kind of looked down on the country kids coming in, and we perhaps weren't as good as they were. Maybe I was wrong. I don't know, but I always kind of had that feeling.
That they thought that, that you proved them different.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's hard to say. Well, we graduated with 26, 24 kids, 18 girls and 6 boys.
Tell me some of your memories of the country school, some of the things that you liked the best, or maybe some of the things that weren't so neat.
Well, I don't know, just going to school, like I said, Allie was a great teacher. She wouldn't let anything get past her. We had a lot of good playtimes. Times we would visit other country schools in the same district, get together and play. Of course, we took our standard test in Pocahontas. And we had our graduation exercise in Pocahontas. It was, I guess I just took these things as a matter of fact in life, and what actually molded me, I don't know. It just all fell in line, I guess.